Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we got payoff two bounce back fallbacks from last week. First one, only two Orioles have homered in the past week, and Ryan O'Hearn and Dylan Carlson. Two other Orioles will homer against the White Sox. They did both yesterday. Jorge Mateo, Jackson Holliday. Jason, you bounce back. You said Gunner and Cedric and the Razor and Jackson. You have four guys. Ken, you bounce back.
One got hurt and one hit.
Yes. 38 runs. Orioles scored 38 runs over their prior eight games to the White Sox series. O's score 15 runs over the White Sox series. Nope, not even close. Mm-mm. Nine runs total. Ken, you fell back. Jason, you bounced back.
Shame on me.
You thought they'd hang a 10 spot in one of those games.
They were lucky to get four spots.
Yeah. They didn't hang a 10 spot in the series.
No. No, they did not. Charlie Morton delivers a quality start. He did. 6 2/3. Zero earned runs. Both of you guys bounce back. O's win the series against the White Sox. They did. They swept them. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. You thought they'd only play two because of the weather. Knicks cover the 4.5 against the Pacers in game five. They did. 111-94. Jason, you fell back. Said the Pacers win by five or more. Can you bounce back? Jalen Brunson over 30.5 points in that game. 32. Yep. That's a bounce back. Both you guys did that. Tyrese Haliburton over 21.5 points. He had 8 in game five. Both of you guys bounced back. So Ken won there.
Wow.
6-3.
I got to stabilize things here.
I had to throw out the Kobe Mayo question because that was assuming his hit streak would continue at the AAA level, but he, of course, got called up with Ryan Mountcastle. So throwing that out. Big Sam Basile was one for his last 15, 7 strikeouts after his 2 home run game the prior Thursday. Picks up his first extra base hit since that game against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. He had a double and a homer over the series. Both you guys bounced back. Jason, you thought he'd hit 2 homers. Enrique Bradfield Jr. has a game where he steals multiple bags against the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. He did not.
Easy for Bone to say.
No, yeah. I can't. Yeah. 0 stolen bases over the weekend. Yeah. Jason, you fell back. Can you bounce back? Pacers, 3.5 point favorites over the Knicks in game 6. They covered that easy. 125-108. Both you guys bounce back. Over in that game, 219.5. Both you guys bounce back. It hit at 233. Tyrese Haliburton, points plus assist over 31.5. That hit 21 points and 13 assists. Can you bounce back? Jason fell back. Carl Anthony Towns, points plus rebounds over 34.5. That hit 22 points, 14 rebounds. Both of you bounce back. And that one was a tie at 5. So, Ken, we will start with you.
Yeah.
Gunnar Henderson, He's got 15 RBIs this season.
Yes, he does.
He has not had a 2 RBI game since May 14th. He records a 2 RBI game in this series, Ken.
The calendar has turned to June, Bone, has it not?
That is true.
Ah, man. He did have 2 hits yesterday, for what that's worth.
Did.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to be positive. And we're on a roll here in bounce back fallback these days. So
there's nowhere to go but up. Yeah, but up, some would say. Some who were keeping score at home would have said that.
Yes. I'm going to say bounce back. He's going to have a 2 RBI game. He'll hit a 2-run home run.
Just looking here, he's never faced Brian Wu, who is scheduled to pitch on Wednesday. He's a premier strikeout pitcher. I'm sorry, on Thursday. Ooh. On Wednesday, Gunner has never faced Emerson Hancock, although I'd say he should probably be able to hit Emerson Hancock around. And then tomorrow, it is the struggling George Kirby on the road. And Gunner, in his career against Kirby, 4-for-10 with a home run.
There you go.
It's a 400 average.
And you're asking me.
Good math there,
How many RBIs?
A 2 RBI game. Not in the series, a game.
I'm going to say he has a 2-run homer in this series.
Oh, I said that.
Homer, yeah.
And he also has. I'll just stop at that. They don't score a whole lot of runs. It's a pretty good pitching team. So I'll just stop right there.
Quit while you're ahead.
Kobe Mayo. Recorded his first RBI and then had a little bit of a kerfluffle. Is that the word?
Ben loved it.
We're going to hear from John Schiffer.
Ben loved this fight.
Voice of the White Sox about the...
He's yet to have a multi-hit game in his MLB career.
Baby steps, Bone.
He has a multi-hit game in this series, Jason.
I'm going to say, first of all, I'm not even sure how much he's going to be in the lineup.
Well, it depends who comes back and when.
And then I think he might have multiple hits in the series, Bone, but I'm not going to go there just yet.
Okay.
Bone, I think that's a bridge too far. Let's get his first home run at some point. So I'm going to fall back.
Talked in the first hour about this Orioles starting rotation. They have 5 quality starts in their last 8 games. Sugano, Povich, and Eflin combined for 2 quality starts in this series, Ken.
Sugano, Povich, and Eflin. And Seattle's good. I think they get 1, Bone. I'm falling back.
I'm going to bounce back.
Oh,
Seattle at home against lefties has a 587 OPS. That's 26th in the majors. They're also 28th with a 29.2 K rate at home against lefties. Cade Povich, obviously a lefty. And they walk only 7% of the time at home against lefties. That's 27th in Major League Baseball. Do you know Slim, his splits have switched this year. Now he's good on the road and bad at home. 3.04 ERA on the road. So I think Sugano hangs in there. I think Slim hangs in there. And Eflin might do it too. You know what, Bone?
Whoa, 3?
Let's go 3-for-3.
Wow. 3-for-3.
Jason Sunshine.
Jeez. All right, well, we'll find out this one. They win the series, Jason.
No.
Can't hit.
Ken.
Or field. Or run the bases.
Yeah, I think they lose.
They don't have a manager.
I think they lose 2-3.
They have a guy impersonating a manager who maybe now has a guy to step him. Yeah. Hey, do we think Mabry on Sundays is going to become is that going to become an everyday thing? Can we start there and then eventually become Sundays and Mondays and then Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays?
I enjoy it.
And let's get a couple. Game 1 of the NBA Finals, that is Thursday, OKC hosting the Pacers.
Yes.
It is a 9.5-point spread. Ken, the Thunder cover that.
That's a tough one, Bone. And the layoff, I don't know how they're going to handle the layoff, but that is a tough place to play. And the Thunder defense is going to be a whole different thing than what they saw with it. You know what? Bounce back. They're going to cover that. I talked myself into it.
Bone, I love the laying 5 in the first half, if you want to put that in your notes. Laying 5 with the Thunder in the first half.
You're piping smoking.
And for the game, Bone, I'm going to say that they win by 12 points or more. But I like, the first half more. I like the first half more. I like the first half more.
Long way to say he agrees with me.
1 by 12?
Yes.
Okay. And then last one, the over hits, Jason. 230.5.
I grabbed it at 229. I think by the time we get to Thursday, it's going to be probably 232.5. So if you're inclined to go this way, the Pacers are a better offensive team on the road than at home, and the Thunder at home are a ridiculous offensive team. They're great defense, too.
They are.
But, yeah, I think this series is played in the mid-230s, Bone.
Book of Bone has it where?
230.5.
So I got to go over 230.5.
Yes.
I'm going to fall back, Bone.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to fall back. Hey, coming up next on the program. By the way, Ken Rosenthal is joining us at 4:30. Morgan Atsit at 5:30. But what the heck's going on with the Orioles' injuries? They're just starting to get guys back. More guys are hurt. A little necessary roughness next here on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Orioles should be getting Colton Cowser and Jordan Westberg back in the near future. Also, Ramon Laureano should be coming back soon. But in the last week, Ryan Mountcastle and Cedric Mullins have both gone on the IL with hamstring injuries. And injuries are a part of the game, yes. But what the hell's going on with the Orioles and the injuries, who seem to have more injuries than any team in all of baseball? And a lot of soft tissue injuries. Well,
I mean...
And they have a new trainer this year.
There we go. So... I get that there's, you know, baseball gods, allegedly, and there is certainly, you know, luck or bad luck or things that are out of your control. But they did push a trainer out who'd been here for a generation. I mean, depending on how you define generations, yeah, almost Eagle, two generations.
Yeah.
And they did it without much explanation. And Mike Elias brought even more of his people in. And maybe it's a coincidence. I don't know. But the fact that so many soft tissue injuries, and you know, if you're bringing a new trainer in and they're replacing somebody who's been here 40 years, then they're going to change. They're changing the way you stretch. They're changing the way you prepare for games. They're changing what your regimens are on off days, right? They're probably changing lifting programs. Like, you would think if you're pushing out a guy who's been here forever, you're doing it because you want to make substantial changes to the day-to-day routines of players who are, if nothing, but creatures of habit. So I would like to know what they think of the early returns for their new medical team, because maybe they just have the worst luck in the world, or maybe it's bigger than that. I don't know. A lot of their rot and problems seem to be systemic to me.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the two, where some injuries, it's freak things. Ramon Laureano had his foot stuck in the turf, and that ankle, that's a freak thing. Yeah, that was a freak thing. Tyler O'Neill, hurt guys stay hurt.
There you go.
Colton Cowser diving into first base, you know, you shouldn't do that.
Dumb guys stay dumb.
But Mountcastle, Westberg.
He said it, not me.
Mountcastle, Westberg, and Mullins, all with strained hamstrings, and that's where it gets to the soft tissue. And then you didn't even bring up the Grayson Rodriguez of it all. Just what the heck was that going back to spring training? And even if you want to go back a year ago, or really Kyle Bradish talking at spring training saying he pitched with immense pain, I think there's a lot to look into. Some of it freak things or self-inflicted like Cowser, but other things could have probably been handled.
There's
better.
Clearly things he believes in that he ultimately signs off of. Or signs off on, I should say, which is how quickly guys come back from minor league rehab.
Loves that, rushing them back.
Like Gunnar and Westy, how'd it work out for them? Like, we're probably about to see it with Cowser and Westy again. We'll see how that works out for them. But I'm putting that on Mike Elias. The way they've handled guys coming off Tommy John, I'm putting on Mike Elias. Either waiting to have the surgery like Batista and Bradish, and then what they look like on the other side of Tommy John. Wells, which I guess wasn't technically a Tommy John this time, but was a major performance.
But the way
John Means.
The way they yo-yoed Wells had definitely had a hand in what ended up happening to him. We were saying for over a year he's a relief pitcher, but they insisted on starting him and then moving him back, and then he ends up getting hurt.
So those are things that have an organizational philosophical bent to them. Like, they aren't happenstance. It's not like just a freak occurrence that guys keep playing half as many games in the minors as we thought they probably would in another organization before they're back up here. The putting off of the Tommy Johns, we've seen it with multiple guys. Yep. That's Batista throwing bullpens in July.
That was fun.
And it's 100 degrees outside, and you're like, well, he's still going to get the surgery, so what's the bleeping point? Like, that's on them. Pushing a trainer out who'd been here forever and then having a rut of injuries, that's on them. Like, he clearly wanted to have even more authority and less pushback. So how do you accomplish that? You take people who are at the top of their craft, who are established, a trainer who's been here 40 years, a bench coach who's managed two teams before, and you replace them with people who don't have nearly that degree of acumen, who are happy to be here, and who are probably going to say yes, boss, to these overarching philosophical things that you clearly believe in because you've been here 6 years now, and some people like us have been keeping score.
Orioles do sweep the White Sox. Didn't score a lot of runs, but they got the sweep against the worst team in the American League. They're off today. Start a three-game set with the Mariners tomorrow night. And joining us next to talk about the Orioles and how quickly they're going to sell, what he thinks of the dismissal of Brandon Hyde and the job Mike Elias has done, Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic joins us next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next here on The Fan. Orioles come off a 3-game sweep of the White Sox. They have won 6 of 8. Let's talk Orioles and Major League Baseball now as we head up to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Ken Rosenthal is a senior writer with The Athletic. You can see him on the MLB on Fox. Also, Foul Territory TV. And Ken, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. If we can, I'd like to go backwards before we go forwards, because we haven't spoken to you since Brandon Hyde was dismissed. Just your thoughts on the dismissal and the way that Mike Elias handled it.
Well, I hate to see anyone get fired when there's more to it than simply that one person's performance. But I watched the Friday night game the night before the announcement of the dismissal, and actually, I only saw the last 3 innings. I was getting ready for a Fox game, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they looked horrible. And I was thinking to myself, I've seen this a lot in my career, this team looks like a team that's about to get its manager fired. So I was not surprised it came the next day. It was just such a dismal performance against the Nationals. That said, we've talked about this a lot. There are many issues that go beyond Hyde, the roster construction, all of that. And yes, I didn't like that it took Mike Elias 3 days to speak publicly about the firing. That's not the way he should have handled it. I would bet he probably realizes that now for all the criticism he got. But they're in a different place now, and we'll see where this all goes.
So how confident do you think Orioles fans should be about his ability to do the right thing? You know what I mean? To ignore, like, because he said that he acknowledges he's messed some things up, but like to actually make significant changes to his roster and to how he evaluates players that allow this to become a 1-year setback and not part of what I think it already is, a larger systemic rot that has them probably positioned in deeper waters than Mike Elias could ever get them out of.
Well, the first test comes at the deadline. And obviously the last two deadlines as buyers have not been too good. And even one as a seller, I believe when they traded Mancini and all that, yep, came out okay, but it wasn't the greatest of circumstances. So you ask how confident they should be. Their confidence, if they're fans of the team, should be, I guess, somewhat punctured by all this.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Jason, I'm not going to go as far as you have in just declaring this whole thing a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are problems. And yes, he's made a good number of mistakes. But he's still a major league general manager. He's still been capable of doing some good things. And I'm anxious to see how they handle this from here. Not just the deadline, but the hiring of a permanent manager. What are they going to do there? And just in general, how far they go about it. But if your confidence, if you're talking about the confidence of fans in this regime, it's got to be less than before. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Kim, where's the industry as a whole on Mike Elias? Because you can go from 2022 when Adley Rutschman got brought up till June 20th of last year, and the Orioles have one of the best winning percentages in all of baseball, 100-win season. He was executive of the year to now. It's just been jarring. Where is the industry as a whole on Elias?
Well, first of all, I'm not so sure the industry's opinion on any one GM, manager, player matters, but it's a fair question. And I would say this, and I started hearing this during the offseason. There are people in the industry who question his ability to put together a major league roster.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he certainly did a good job drafting and developing in the rebuild. I don't know that anyone can question that. Although, yes, you could look at it right now and say you'd rather have Bobby Witt Jr. than Adley Rutschman. Mm. We can go back and forth on that. Actually, I wouldn't take that much back and forth. We'd rather have Bobby Witt. But at the same time, that's been the wrap. And until he proves otherwise, until he puts together a championship-caliber team, if he even gets that opportunity, that's going to be the question, because they were right on the verge of doing some special things. And had they made certain other decisions than the ones that they made, they might be in position to do those things. And instead, we've seen this crash.
We're talking with Ken Rosenthal. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Ken, you mentioned Adley Rutschman, and we're three blowhard guys that are wondering what the heck's going on with him. You're more reasoned than us. What is going on with Adley Rutschman? Because quite frankly, and it's been going on for a while, he's bad.
Yeah, I don't know, guys, and I don't know the answer to that. He certainly looked really promising his first couple of years, whatever it was, and then I would say it's been a calendar year now, over a yes. calendar year, where he has not been good. And it's baffling. Now, at first I thought, maybe there was an injury. This was last year. Maybe something going on with him. He's nursing something. Well, it shouldn't take a full calendar year. You know, that does happen to players, right, where they have issues that might not be public mm-hmm. and cost them. Okay, we can all understand that. First of all, no one ever said that was the case. And now we've seen this over the first half of this season, and it's not good. And people were saying, at one time, we all were saying, hey, man, sign at Rutschman to an extension. You're not going to be able to do it with Gunnar because he's Boris. Well, I would put the brakes on that right now. I need to see a better version of Adley Rutschman than we've seen in the last year.
Well, Ken, they insist on batting him second every night mm-hmm. in the face of this. He has a 560 OPS in May with one home run and six runs driven in and 25 games played. Of 311 qualified hitters since June 20th of last year, of 311, he's 292nd in slug and 279th in OPS. He's only 17th in catching run value this year, and since the start of last year, he's 39th in the league throwing runners out. Like, is not a reset enough for 2 or 3 weeks to at least become at least a league average catcher again? And is that, like, how much I feel like a lot of this has to be mental, and that putting him in the two hole every night is doing him no favors and doing this fan base no favors.
I would agree with that. And I would also suggest that the situation they're in right now, and I know they've brought John Mabry in for some experience, but you've got a first year manager, first time major league manager, yeah. never done the job before, and he's going to have to move Adley Rutschman down the lineup. It's possible. It's not inconceivable, but this is not the ideal circumstance. if you had had a guy on the staff, this is one of my big complaints with this whole regime change. If you had a guy on the staff who was ready to take over in case you didn't want Brandon Hyde to be the manager anymore, different story. Someone who had a little bit more juice to him. Let's say it was Freddie Gonzalez. Mm. Then I think that would be easier to accomplish. I think if you're Tony Mancelino, it's more difficult to accomplish. And maybe Elias should just say to Mancelino, listen, we're doing this, let's go. But at the same time, the way that they're constructed with their staff, that is a problem. It's been a problem. And that's not going to be an easy fix in season. In the offseason, you can do whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
Ken, do you expect Mancelino to be the interim manager the rest of the year?
I do, because I don't know that they're even conducting a search right now. But would I be looking right now? Yeah, I would be. And it kind of depends, I guess, guys, on how the next few weeks goes. Because if you somehow continue what they've accomplished over the last week, which is sort of turning it around a little bit, then, okay, let's see where it goes. But if you're not going to be in contention, if you're going to be a seller at the deadline, the identity of the manager in that circumstance is less significant than it would be if you're going to contend. So you would say at that point, okay, wait a second. If we're back in contention, wouldn't we want a guy that would really be able to bring this home? And then you'd say, in counter to that, well, Mancelino got them going again. So it's a difficult question, but it certainly did not or does not seem to me like that's the track they're heading on, getting a full-time manager right now. And maybe that's the right decision, because ultimately, once you take this into the offseason, you have a much broader field of candidates than you would right now.
Well, you were the first on the Mabry thing. So do you think that role could morph? Like right now, I mean, Mancelino talking after these games, it's kind of out there, man.
Like Jason doesn't like it.
Well, it's crazy. It's crazy talk. It's the Major League Baseball. This isn't, we're not in high school. Like, could Mabry become a little bit more forward facing, right? Like Hyde didn't talk to the media on Sundays. Like maybe could Mabry talk to the media like on the weekends or something, and then it eventually become, I'm not really being facetious. Like, do you think that role could morph a little bit?
It could. First of all, I like Brandon Hyde, and I don't know why he wouldn't talk to the media on Sunday.
Ridiculous.
That's the job. And yes, MLB should not even allow that to happen. This is a whole separate issue with regard to media access. I'm not going to get into it here, but the manager should be available every day. He doesn't need a day off from the media. It's ridiculous. As far as Mabry, I don't see him as a managerial type. I don't see him gaining much more prominence or influence than he has under the current circumstance. He's part of getting them through this year. And they clearly needed help. They clearly didn't have enough experience because they had to go get him. Now, you could say, well, they were down two coaches. I get that. But as I said, I think right away on the air after the firing, first-time bench coach, first-time hitting coach, second-year pitching coach, it's tough. It's tough to do it that way. And Mancelino, of course, is a first-time manager at this level. So ultimately, they're going to have to find a new way. And whether Mabry is part of that, I don't know. But I don't see him getting any more prominent under this current group.
Ken, let's finish here. And you had a piece in The Athletic, or a note in The Athletic, I think, this past week, that the Orioles are letting teams know that if things continue this way, they're going to be open for business. So are you confident that they're going to be aggressive sellers here, assuming things continue on this track?
Yes. If they do not turn this around, if they don't improve their playoff odds, and they've got a long way to go, I can't imagine why they wouldn't be sellers, at least of their potential free agents, and maybe Mountcastle, who has another year remaining. I don't know what his value is necessarily, but why wouldn't you be aggressive sellers in that regard? Then the question becomes, though, hey, okay, you've traded, let's just play this out hypothetically, Mullins and Eflin and Dominguez and maybe Bautista, who has more time remaining, and maybe O'Hearn, of course. Okay, that's great. You've gotten some young players back, presumably for them, unless you're going to do it for major leaguers, which I tend to doubt. Then where are you going? And what happens this offseason? And these are questions that the owner should be asking. Yeah. I don't know what the owner's role here is. I don't know where he is at, but okay, I don't see them bringing a new general manager before the deadline. Teams just don't do that. But You make your moves at the deadline, then, okay, who's the next guy? Is it Elias or is it someone else to build this franchise going forward? That's a tougher question, and that's the question that has to be asked. And, again, all we've heard from Rubenstein so far is platitudes, and all we've seen from him is him out in the crowd with the water and all
hats.
That.
Hats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake.
I don't necessarily expect him to go public with all this, but behind the scenes, he needs to be asking those questions.
Is Andrew Painter completely untouchable?
I would think so, yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah,
who are you thinking about trading for him?
Batista, and Mullins, and whatever, and a prospect, and a pitching prospect.
You're not doing it for that, Jason.
And something else?
This is a talk radio kind of trade.
Oh! If I recall, you used to do talk radio in this town, if I recall correctly.
I didn't suggest trades like that.
Oh!
Painter, you'd have to start with Basalo, I would think.
Wow. Ken, this has been great. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. He just shut down your Andrew Painter.
I said it's something else.
Yeah.
Would you give up it? Yay.
Big Sam?
Day one on Big Sam.
I wasn't thinking that they would want prospects, but considering they traded Logan Ohapi and he looks pretty good and Real Muto looks like he might finally be hitting the wall, then...
Interesting.
But I don't know if I could do that. And the kid already had a Tommy John.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, Orioles have gotten good starting pitching over the last couple weeks. Charlie Morton was really good yesterday. Are we buying Morton in this rotation? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
I don't know. I'm just trying to go out there and do my job. But, I mean, I knew physically I'm still okay. I think it's just some tweaks and trying to get my stuff going in the zone a little bit better. And, like I said, like the shapes of the breaking ball. So, I mean, it's nice to feel like I'm more myself than a month ago.
That's Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton pitched a 6 2/3 baseball, only gave up one unearned run yesterday in an Orioles 3-2 win. He's been good of late, and quite frankly, the starting rotation has been good of late. So I ask, are you buying this rotation?
You're not going to hear me call Mayor Chuck anymore. He's keeping the ball on the ground, and that's what the starters are doing by and large, and that's helping them. Not to say that they still haven't given up probably more home runs than they'd like, even during this stretch of the last 12 games where they have a 2.47 ERA, fifth best in baseball. They're sixth in the majors in ground ball to fly ball ratio in that period of time, and for especially someone, well, really for any of their veteran starters, because none of them throw particularly hard, and Morton throws the hardest of them. It's a big deal. And the curveball is back to being a weapon. I mean, when they signed him, I said they're going to live and die with his curveball. Yep. When he was on in the spring, I was like, wow, that looks like the Charlie Morton curveball. When I watched him face Toronto first game of the year and was like, they're sitting on the curveball and destroying it. We got a problem here. And it obviously red flags in the first 6 weeks of the season were abject failure. And now the curveball is a weapon again. And whether he was, there had to be some sort of tell. He had to be tipping his pitches to some degree.
You explained it great last week. He was throwing that curveball and it was going ball to strike. Now it's going strike to ball. And like guys, you see guys flailing at it, which is when he's right, that's what's going on.
Yeah, they're having trouble picking it up. And even when they know it's coming, it's hard to hit. And look, he throws it more than almost anybody throws it. So it's coming a fair amount. Now he had to back off of it when he was in the pen and in the mop up role and get some things put back together. But this is, I don't know that anybody could have reasonably hoped that it would be this good.
No.
No shot.
Even if this turns out to be a 5 or 6 start blip, I mean, it looked cooked.
Guys, it was sad. Just not only seeing his starts, but hearing the post game when he's meeting with the media and he's a guy searching for answers the entire time, where can you put the genie back in the bottle? And that's exactly what he's done. And you look at the curveball in these last two starts, he's gotten 10 whiffs in both games with the curveball. And you look at the season long, it's nowhere near as horrible as it was a few weeks ago. 253 batting average off of it, 173 off the four-seamer. I think you have to be able to buy a little bit, at least a little bit, of what Charlie Morton's selling. I mean, since May 10th, 22 innings, 4 earned runs, 5 walks.
His ERA was 9.76 after the start against the Royals where he gave up 2 runs in 1 inning on the 4th of May. It's now at 6.2. Like, he's made a massive move.
Look, the last 17 games since May 15th, their starter's ERA is 4.18. I'm not going to throw a parade for that, but it's much closer to league average than abject failure. I mean, the league average in that span is right around 4. And Morton has a track record. Sagano can pitch in this league. Eflin, the home run thing for a couple of starts was iffy, but we know that Eflin's been an effective starter. Kramer's Kramer, and the weather's warming up, and he's better. Like, Povich now looks good on the road, not so much at home. I still think there's clay to mold with Povich, who's back being basically the five, right? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what he should be. We'll see if McDermott gets in this mix. He probably should, because they really need to find out about him at the major league level. But the biggest problem with this baseball team is not starting pitching.
No, they can't hit, and they can't field, and they can't base run.
Yeah, other than not that, very it's great. Smart baseball
it was all on display yesterday.
Yeah. Hessen Kerstad had quite an afternoon yesterday. To create a triple, to hit a triple, and then get thrown out of third base in the same game. That's something.
That's the Hessen Kerstad hat trick. That's the Elias way right there. That's Orioles player development. Boy, they're good.
Yeah, man. Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. Purple rain in the forecast. Lamar Jackson has a new toy in DeAndre Hopkins. What are our expectations for D-Hop? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.